Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Tracking employees is profitable for companies, but is the cost too great to the employees? Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is September 4th, 2013. We're on day three of our business article, Is Your Boss Tracking You? You can find it on pages 10, 11, and 12 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. And there's this wonderful boss that's pictured in this article, right, Catherine?
He looks wonderful.
He probably looks familiar to some people. He looks like so mean. People see all these mean bosses all the time. And there he's pointing at his watch there on page 10, right?
I know, yeah.
Get to work.
He's very serious about time.
Yeah. So, and then he's like on page 11. Actually, what's happening there is he's kind of like – he's almost like a ghost. He's kind of like hovering around the employee, watching what she is doing on that computer. Yeah. Does that ever happen to you?
Not that way. I've had bosses who wander in and out, but never constantly watching, always watching my every move.
Well, I think this is actually kind of a metaphor for, I think, a situation a lot of employees face in the world today because, look, let's face it, people are at work, they're at their computer, they're spending a good bit of time on Facebook, maybe checking the sports scores, Gary's over there on Fox Sports checking to see what's happening in the NBA and, baseball games, and there's somebody else who's watching a YouTube video of maybe some cat dancing, right? We're not all killing ourselves at work, right?
That is very, very true. I think we're all guilty of the internet surfing.
Yeah. And so we're always worrying about, like that picture on page 11, the guy might come by and see the screen.
It's every employee's worst fear.
Ah, you're on Facebook.
I think the guy's a bit of a teddy bear, though,
He's got the hard exterior, but a heart of gold.
Underneath, I think he's just a teddy bear.
All right. So I've got Catherine Huff here back in the studio and also King Gary Foreman here back for day three. And, have you ever been in a situation where you've had to, have you ever been conscientious of that as far as what am I doing on my computer?
Yes, especially nowadays. There are times where, because of where I work, there is an actual camera in our control room. Mm-hmm. And so you wonder sometimes if someone is actually looking in, monitoring you and seeing what's going on, what you're actually really doing.
Yeah. And you never know really when that might be.
Yes.
It could be at any time. They may not be watching you 90% of the time, but you just don't know what the 10%
is.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is an interesting article talking about companies tracking their employees and, some of the things that they are using and doing, but also the impact it has on some of the employees. Before we move into our reading for today, let me get a thought from each of our panelists from yesterday, day two. And first, Catherine.
Well, I think we should talk about how important worker satisfaction is in the workplace. I know that, like I may have mentioned yesterday, I always work better when I'm happy and engaged at my job. And one of the things we talked about was that whenever employees are unsatisfied, they become very disengaged. So the job that they're doing may not be 100%. So even though they have more productivity, the quality may be less.
Yeah, that was that sentence at the top of the right column on page 11, but the cost of efficiency may be worker satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And you might get the work done if you push too hard. You'll get the task done, but you won't get anything else done.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to do anything else. They're not going to go above and beyond the normal call of duty.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, I think one of the trade-offs for this is definitely quality, the quality product or the quality result, end result.
Okay. Gary, something from yesterday.
Micromanagement. Well, that's also in the same line of what we're talking about. If someone is micromanaging you, you know, then that person, you might as well do the work yourself. If you're going to be watching over me every little step that I'm trying to do, then here, go ahead. You do it and I'll manage you. I'll look at you and make sure that you're doing it. Yeah.
You make a good point. Yeah. If you're going to spend so much time micromanaging me, that in itself takes time.
Yes.
And attention. If I am going to micromanage Catherine, mm-hmm. I'm going to be spending so much time watching her that what else am I getting done?
Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. You could be getting more done instead of
Right. And we might see that micromanagement that tends to disengage the workforce, that in some ways it kills their motivation. Kills their creativity. So, and in fact, we have we had a couple of examples so far. Phil Richards, the forklift truck driver, in day one was talking about how he felt like a machine. And yesterday, with James Brooker III, drives a sanitation truck in North Carolina, and he's stressed out because there's so much pressure to rush, which actually, as we finished yesterday, could create a dangerous situation because this man is driving a large piece of equipment. And if he's flying around trying to get his garbage on time because he's worried about his bosses, he actually maybe run a red light, mm-hmm. do something like that, speed around a curve too fast, end up maybe getting in an accident. So there's a lot to consider. Okay, what is the price of efficiency? And so what are some of the consequences? I actually had a neighbor many, many years ago. Ironically, I was living in North Carolina, and this guy drove a truck for one of the large grocery chains, and this was fascinating to me. And he had to drive all up and down the eastern seaboard, and they had a computer on his truck, and it monitored everything with him. And this was 15 years ago, I think it was, and it even controlled his speed. It had he could not go over 65 miles per hour. So they controlled even the speed that he could drive, which meant, of course, he had expectations of being certain places at certain mm-hmm. times, which meant they knew exactly how long it was going to take him because they actually monitored the speed, or they actually regulated the speed in his truck so he couldn't be taking breaks.
Wow.
So you can't speed up. You know, you take a little extra 10 minutes.
And all of a sudden,
I can go 80.
Couldn't speed up.
And just,
right.
Boom,
normally, right, if we're behind, we get on the highway. He couldn't do it. And so almost like every minute of his day, they knew what was going on. So
that's awful.
Well, I kind of admired the guy. He was kind of a patient guy. I didn't know how he dealt with it. So I was like, wow, how do you deal with this? Well,
maybe you go to work earlier and start early. Can you do that?
Yeah. So, okay, let's turn to page 12. And this is our final day in this article. We'll split it up into three readings.
Elaine Mrzewski worked in customer service for more than 30 years. The job she found 2 years after getting laid off was in customer service too, but her new employer monitored her closely, taking the personal touch out of the job, she said. The new employer, payroll provider Paychex, kept track of the length of her phone calls, the amount of time she took between calls, and the times she wasn't at her desk. If a caller was particularly difficult, she said, the numbers didn't reflect that. Metrics are an employee's worst enemy, she said.
Okay, well, we've met a couple of guys you might consider blue-collar guys, we say, guys that are working maybe in the factory or in the mm-hmm. tough, rugged jobs. Phil Richards driving a fork truck. James Brooker driving a sanitation truck. Now we move into the office and see how all of this employee tracking has evolved.
Now we meet Elaine Mrzewski.
Yes.
Is that right?
Elaine Mrzewski, that's right.
Yes, got to get that right.
Okay.
Now she worked for customer service for over 30 years, and now she found that she got laid off, and she picked up another job working in customer service as well.
Okay, we had talked about how the recession, the 2008 recession, changed everything. A lot of people lost their jobs. Companies laid off people, and maybe that's what happened with Elaine Mrzewski. Now, I found this interesting, and I could I've read a lot about this. She found, it says the job she found 2 years after getting laid off. There are a lot of people in America spent a year, 2 years out of work.
Yeah.
And they actually were collecting unemployment benefit from the government, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And
2 years.
Yeah, that's a long time to be out of a job. And unemployment benefits will run out.
Right. And we're maxing out at 2 years. Now, this goes to explain, all right, why would somebody work in an environment like this where they're tracked so much? And I had talked about maybe in some cases the lure of money. People are willing to accept things. But also, you know, maybe Phil Richards, the forklift driver, couldn't leave because maybe he's got a family. In this case, Elaine Mrzuski, after 2 years, she's probably just happy to get something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
He'll take anything.
Anything.
Like, all right, fine. Yeah, track me, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be working, right? Well, that's what you do. You take the job. You say, I can deal with it. So she took this job, but
her new employer monitored her closely, and she said that that took the personal touch out of the job.
Yeah, and that would take like about a week until you got sick of it, right?
Yeah, I think it'd take me 20 minutes, just to be perfectly honest.
You're so happy to get this job, and then like after like a day or two, you're like, oh my goodness.
Can I go back on unemployment now?
Oh.
Yeah, personal touch. Took the personal touch out.
Well, I think, like Gary mentioned the other day, was that this takes away the human emotion to it. So there's no personal aspect to this job. You just feel like a machine, a robot, like you're just there to work and nothing else.
Okay. Who is the new employer?
The new employer is Paychex, which provides, I would say, provides Paychex as a company that if you are an employer, that you would send your items to this company, and they'll send Paychex to different employees for different companies. And but they monitor her now, her length of her phone calls, the amount of time she took between calls, and the times that she wasn't at her desk. So that's a lot of monitoring.
All right. So I have actually known people who work in these environments that everything is tracked. They know when they're on the phone, when they're not on the phone, who they're talking to. They can get a report at the end of the day. Actually, they can get a report online all the time. What they have done throughout the day, they know exactly when you have been on the phone. So just imagine a bank of employees in a big, big office somewhere. You've got 50 Elaine Mrzuskis in a huge office, and they're sitting there with their headset on. And they're dealing with Paychex customers calling in. Say, hey, I got a problem. My payroll taxes were wrong. And, you know, we got to get this figured out. And they've just got to solve these problems with these people. So they want to know what you're doing. They're tracking every phone call.
Yeah. So it's funny, too, because you hear sometimes when you call these companies, you'll hear that that they'll say that this might be recorded, you know, for training purposes. So, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, news flash for everybody. Take out the word might. This is recorded.
Yes.
And news flash, it's not for training purposes. They should just say, this call is being recorded in case something goes wrong.
Right.
For you or me. And if we ever need this in a lawsuit.
Then we're covered.
Right?
That is such a revelation right now.
Every call is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Every single call is recorded. So they can always go back for several reasons. And so they're tracking what Elaine Mrzuski is doing, all of these phone calls, even the time she's not at her desk. So we talked yesterday about tracking people when they go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Even. So, and it's not just, you know, bathroom. They want to know, okay, were you in your manager's office?
Mm.
Were you in a meeting? Maybe you were away at training for something. You had to go somewhere to get supplies, things like that. They want to know where you were so they can track all of that. This next sentence is interesting, right? This is part of that personal touch.
Yeah, that's right. It says if a caller was particularly difficult, the numbers didn't reflect that.
Yeah. And what does she mean by that?
Well, we're talking about a couple of days ago about the quota. You know, if you have a quota, you might have to have so many phone calls per day. So, but now it doesn't reflect that. So I have someone calling in who's very difficult, always asking all these questions. I'm trying to answer their questions correctly, politely, but now they're just getting on my nerves and keep on going. But so the numbers don't say that this was a difficult call. This was a big problem that I had to solve.
Yeah. And Elaine Mazursky goes on to say,
metrics are an employee's worst enemy. So metrics are numbers, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that sentence and the one before that, they tie together, okay, because companies that have this software, like Paychex and all these other companies, they actually have it set up. Elaine Mazursky should be handling X number of phone calls per day. They look at this and they know they've got all these metrics, these charts, and they can say, all right, Elaine should be handling 42 phone calls a day or 68. I don't know, whatever the number is. And so if she's not handling that many calls, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, Elaine, you only handled 37 calls yesterday. What's the problem? And even though she might go in and say, well, Mr. Schmedley at Mega Computers called and he had a major problem and he was just like, he was so mad and I was trying to, you know, take care of his situation. And they might say, well, you need to handle that differently because you really should be handling 42 phone calls a day. And that's exactly what Elaine Mazursky's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So they're just looking at the numbers, yeah, the numbers and saying, here's the average, here's your quota, this is what you should be at. And they really don't care if Mr. Schmedley was unreasonable
and
just kept yelling on the other end of the line. They just want her to get rid of that problem, move on to the next problem.
Yeah. And you would think they would have something that maybe she could go to the logbook and say, you know, this person was difficult.
Right.
They don't care about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is – it's tough. It's really rough. And, you know, she spent 30 years in customer service, and I'm sure it's a lot different today than when she first started. Probably it was a lot easier for her when she first started in this. All right. Let's have our second reading for today.
The source of tracking software. That growing focus on workers' behavior is good news for companies which design systems to monitor employee performance. Software from Awareness Technologies sends reports about which workers spend the most time shopping online or checking out Facebook. It can alert employers when employees' emails include certain words, such as drugs or fantasy football, and can remotely disable employees' devices if they're doing something the employer thinks they shouldn't be doing. CEO Brad Miller says that the company has added 200 corporate customers a month since 2010 and that revenue has increased 25%.
Okay, we have looked at things from a company and an employee perspective as far as tracking employee activity. Now, where is this stuff coming from? What is the source of tracking software?
The growing focus on workers' behavior is good news for companies which design systems to monitor employee performance. So meaning, you know, they could look at every detail that you're doing and making sure that you're not spending extra time doing something else.
Okay. Companies are doing this out of necessity. Employees aren't real thrilled with it. But there is a small group of people who are ecstatic about this, right, Catherine?
That's right. There's some companies that are making this software from Awareness Technologies. Mm-hmm. And this company sends reports about which workers spend the most time shopping online or checking out Facebook.
Okay. So this software tracks activity on the computer, mm-hmm. and it can follow everything that you're doing.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So
very bad.
It will let companies know if people are spending too much time on websites that have nothing to do with their work. And it can also alert employees.
When
employers make that.
Yeah. When employees have using your emails or when certain words come up, if they're trying to look up something mm-hmm. like drugs or my favorite, fantasy football. You can't look up fantasy football? What kind of world is this coming to?
I underlined fantasy football, and I knew I was going to ask you to explain that to our listeners. Fantasy football.
Fantasy football is a big phenomenon in the States now. It's really what makes the NFL the number one sports in the United States. You will monitor a player, not particularly a team. So say I have a quarterback who I'm going to pick up, say, Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. So it's based upon the numbers he puts up, passing numbers, touchdown numbers. So it's not who cares if they win the game, but if he does well, then my fantasy score is big, yeah. and then I win my particular pool or match against other people.
And there are tens of millions of people doing this in America.
Yes, and
right,
and it's big, and they'll have draft days just like the regular NFL that you draft a quarterback, you draft a receiver, you draft a defense, you draft a running back, and it's all based upon numbers. So the whole
right.
the whole game of football has changed with this fantasy football.
So, whereas, of course, Facebook is going to be popular everywhere in the world, but I think of here, like in Asia, it's really popular for people. I see people at work on Facebook, whereas in America, so many people in America will be on their sports websites.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the big deal in
yes.
America. Because people are at work spending time on sports websites.
Right. Either it's fantasy yeah. football, baseball, or basketball. You know, it's just fantasy. Okay. It's big.
All right. If this software finds out that you're on fantasy football or doing things like that, what can it do?
Well, they can remotely disable employees' devices if their employer thinks they're doing something that they should not.
Okay.
I hate that.
Disable.
Disable. Basically, it means to in this case, it means that it will turn off their computer, basically, to make it not work anymore.
All right. So Catherine could be sitting there, and she's checking out, you know, Bill Quinn's posts on Facebook, right? And you're like, I've
yeah.
got photographs I put on there, maybe from my trip somewhere, right? And you're like,
I just had to see it right then.
And you had to see it, and then all of a sudden, bzzz, bzzz.
The black screen.
There goes Facebook. Goodbye.
That is terrifying. I mean, yeah. I would just feel terrible. That'd
right.
be awful to not be able to look, but also you know that later you're probably going to be in trouble.
Be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That's right. You would
yeah.
hear about it.
Yeah. I mean, because yeah. they know at that yeah. point they're coming for you.
You have yeah. to call somebody to, can you turn on my computer?
First, let's talk why about why we
turn your computer off.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we hear from CEO of Awareness Technologies, Brad Miller. And what does he say, Gary?
He says that the company has added 200 corporate customers a month since 2010 and that the revenue has increased 25%.
Mm. Okay. Well, they've been busy. They've got a lot of companies, and it's trending upward.
Yes.
It is trending upward. So it looks like their future looks bright, at least for this company. Okay, everybody, let's wrap up. Is Your Boss Tracking You with our final reading.
When executives at Dixie Specialty Insurance, a Mississippi company, noticed a few employees were working slowly, they installed software from Awareness Technology on company computers to monitor what websites the employees were visiting and block the more popular ones. Productivity jumped, said Cassandra Phillips, the company's information technology manager. Software from another company, Spectrosoft Corporation, tracks how much time employees spend on certain websites and can measure whether it is active time, whether or not the employee is typing or clicking, for example. With small businesses, the focus is often on the productivity angle, said Nick Cavalancia, vice president of marketing at Spectrosoft. They're worried about the bottom line.
Okay, we just met Brad Miller, the CEO of Awareness Technologies, and was talking about some of the software that they have created to track employee activity, especially online. And now we find out one of their clients, right, Gary?
Yes, so an executive at Dixie Specialty Insurance, a Mississippi company, noticed a few employees were working slowly, so they called our man to Brad Miller to come and help us to save the day.
All right. They called up Awareness Technology. Hey, we got a problem. So, and they put this software on their company's computers to monitor what websites the employees were visiting. And right?
Yeah, that's right. They did that because the employees were working slowly.
Okay. All right. So, and you know, they put this on there to block these sites, right?
That's right. They didn't want them visiting these websites. And because they did that, it says productivity jumped.
Oh, productivity jumped. Wow. Okay. So all of a sudden, people started getting more work done. All right. That comes from Cassandra Phillips, the company's information technology manager. And then we meet another company here in our next paragraph.
Yeah, software from another company, Spectrosoft Corporation, tracks how much time employees spend on certain websites and can measure whether it is active time. So all these companies now, because of the circumstances of the economy that they want to increase productivity, now they're creating these more, all these companies who are tracking you.
Yeah.
You down. You know, man's trying to keep me now.
They're tracking all of this activity, sites, certain websites, active time, typing, clicking. That's amazing. They actually are. And if you didn't realize that they can watch what sites that you're going to, they actually can find out the keystrokes, what you are keying in. So that also can be tracked. In fact, I was looking at this. I was researching awareness technologies and Spectrosoft, and actually Spectrosoft has two things that they also do. They started in 1998. They can also track cell phone activity. So they can, you know, if for instance, if the company provides you with a smartphone, they can actually track all of your cell phone, your smartphone activity, if they have this software from them. Also, Spectrosoft actually got their start mainly in providing software for parents to monitor children activity on the internet. That's really was their core business early on.
Okay. I feel like I've had to deal with the parents monitoring kids' business on the internet. When I was younger, they used to have, if you went to some weird site accidentally, they'd say there would be parental controls.
Right.
Maybe that's what this is
about. Absolutely. So that actually was how they really got started. Yeah. That's really where Spectrosoft got started. Now they have extended out into business. Tracking, no longer tracking children, tracking the adults who are tracking their children. Everybody's being tracked. All right. Now, how do we finish here, Gary?
With small businesses, the focus is on the productivity angle with our man, Nick
Cavalancia.
That's him. He's a vice president of marketing of Spectrosoft. So they're all worried about the bottom line is what this is all comes down to.
Bottom line. Profit.
Profit.
Profit for the company.
And then also the question is, how much profit can you make or you're supposed to make as opposed to your employee satisfaction, which has always been an angle which you're kind of trying to figure out.
It's a balancing act for companies. How much do you push and before it like starts to – like you have a bad reaction from it. So listeners, thanks for joining us for this three-day article, Is Your Boss Tracking You? Hope it's been helpful and informative. And let us know what you think. You can check out our Facebook page, not at work, but let us know what you think about this article. Thanks for being here. Till our next article, this is Bill.
Hey, Gary.
And Catherine.
Saying goodbye.
So long.
Goodbye.